This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 10th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
All right, the next item is item number 2, AO Draft Advisory Opinion 2015-11, FYP. Today we have Esther Drury and Amy Rothstein from OGC here to discuss the matter. And we have Ezra Reese and Tyler Hagenbuck from Perkins Coie, counsel for the requester here. Thank you very much for your patience. Do you need more water?
I have a little bit of a cough, so that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you very much.
Yeah, don't say general counsel's office is working hard.
We full service. So, welcome, Ms. Drury. Do you have a presentation, please?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Ravel, and good afternoon, commissioners. Before you is agenda document 15-62-A, a draft advisory opinion in response to a request from FYP. FYP is a limited liability company registered in New Mexico that is asked to be treated as a corporation for the purposes of this advisory opinion. The requester is developing an app called MyChange. MyChange will round up a participating user's credit card or debit card transactions to the next whole dollar amount and provide the difference to political committees or other nonprofit organizations designated by the user. The requester asks whether it may implement MyChange without making a prohibited corporate contribution and whether a user's contribution to a political committee through MyChange would include fees paid by the user to the requester for its services. The draft advisory opinion concludes that the requester may implement its proposal without making a prohibited corporate contribution because the requester would be acting as a commercial vendor and would receive the usual and normal charge for its services. The draft also concludes that the requester would not be serving as a conduit because the requester would be acting as a commercial fundraising firm in providing its services. The draft further concludes that a contribution made through MyChange would include the service fees paid by the contributor to the requester. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. Thank you. I'd be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions, comments? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to have a just to ask what your thought was about the analysis in this draft, in that it your proposal is basically to provide a service to the contributors. This draft fits this into an exception so that it, in effect, treats you like a vendor to a political committee, which is a little counterintuitive in that you're not in privy with that political committee at all. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on whether or not you think that that is the correct analysis. Perhaps you're just happy that it says yes, and we'll just move on. But when I read that, it struck me as a little bit a little counterintuitive. So I wanted to, first of all, since this is your proposal, what sort of an impact might that have?
Sure. Thank you for the question. You're quite right that in general, I think the draft is excellent. I think the analysis is, both the answer is generally what we want, and also the reasoning is good. And I think especially with the treatment of funds going to political committees is treats the issue in a much more sophisticated way. So in general, we're quite pleased. I think the treatment of the organization as essentially acting as a vendor to the political committee, even though, as you know, there really isn't any privity of contract, is, I think, a little troubling, and I worry that it'll back the commission into an odd place in future rulings. I mean, every company chooses the people it does business with. Not every, the UPS is, I think, an interesting analogy here. It is used repeatedly, but not every delivery company delivers to every address. Most don't. Starbucks and Walmart will kick you out for no reason. And even Democracy Engine, which is cited here as an example of a bipartisan organization, says in its terms of service it'll bar you for any or no reason. And I wouldn't think that the fact that the screen is ideological would would mean that there's less protection there. The fact is that most companies, including for-profit companies, that deal in politics have an ideological bent, and I think there's some First Amendment implications for arguing that a company that chooses its customers based on ideology is somehow at a disadvantage compared to other companies. And while this issue is not before the commission, I would think that if a requester came to you and said that the ideology was based on a religious preference, that the commission would be forced under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to back away from this position. So I worry, especially because there isn't any precedent to support the argument that an ideological screen means that the recipient committees would have to bear those expenses. I worry about what this would mean for future requesters. It does impact us, not in a tremendous way, but I think it's a mistake for the commission to go down that road.
Well, and according to your request, the ideological consideration and the financial consideration are not two separate ones. They're one and the same. As I read your request, you actually believe, as a commercial decision, that is an important one for your client to make.
That's correct. Though I don't want to mislead the commission. There's a host of decisions that FYP makes to determine whether or not they're going to do business with a political organization. Financial considerations are one, but there is an ideological screen as well. If a candidate comes to FYP or a donor wants to give through the MyChange app, and otherwise that recipient candidate would qualify, but ideological considerations preclude it, then FYP would turn that donor down and say we can't process that contribution. That said, I think that is, frankly, the way most of politics work and also should be a protected activity.
Okay. And in terms of how you read the past AOs, the way I've typically viewed the AOs, Skimmer Hat, Crowd Pack, Democracy Engine, is that determining whether or not you're providing a service to the contributor or to the political committee doesn't turn on the availability of the service, using U.S. mail or UPS. It's on whether or not you're relieving the political committee of a burden. And in looking at this proposed app, I don't see any burden that's being relieved from a political committee. And so that's another element that just struck me as a little bit, like I said, counterintuitive to then consider that this company that is, again, not in privy with a political committee, that is not relieving it of any burden, is then considered a vendor that would then be reported on that committee's disclosure reports as along with all of its other vendors. Is it somewhat unusual for an individual to basically thrust themselves upon a political committee as a vendor in this sort of a way? I can't think of any other analogous situation. There may be some others, but I none readily come to mind.
Well, unsurprisingly, I agree. Except for the ideological screen and some of the treatment of funds, which seem to be uncontroversial, the MyChange system is really no different than other systems the commission has approved before. The recipient committees don't know how much the fees are going to be. They don't agree to them ahead of time. They really don't have any control over it. And I agree that if it's not a burden that is the committee's to alleviate, and if the committee has no control over those expenses, I don't see how the MyChange system becomes a vendor to the recipient committees.
That's what I have.
Okay. Any other questions? Commissioner Goodman.
Walk me through MyChange's business rationale. It appears to be, you'll see reflected in the draft, there is significance attributed to the business decision to screen your customers' options to give, whether it's nonprofit organizations or political campaigns, by perhaps one ideology. Now, I could imagine a company that decided for business reasons, if I'm going to attract the largest possible customer base for this, I need an identity. I need to be Pepsi or Coca-Cola. I need to be Republican or Democrat. I need to be give conservative or give liberal. I can imagine one company might operate two apps, one give liberal, one give conservative, in order for brand identification, all the things that would go into attracting people to one community and one app. Mm-hmm. Can you walk us through the business decision? Because it appears to be that there is some trouble here at the commission that that business decision somehow has changed you from being a vendor to customers, individuals, users, to somehow becoming a vendor for campaigns. So talk to me a little bit about the business decision.
Sure. There is a business motivation behind it. The goal of MyChange is to become branded on the progressive side as a place where individuals can go to give to progressive organizations, and including candidates and political committees. That's certainly true. I honestly don't know whether the people behind it are, you know, true blue Democrats or not, or whether they are cold-hearted, corporate motivators. I don't know. You can take your guess. But you're quite right that there is a branding decision. That said, I don't believe there are current plans to set up something identical.
I'm not saying they have to. I'm saying somebody could.
Sure.
My example was one company could do both.
Sure.
To brand two different apps in order to attract people.
Sure.
Yes.
No, you're quite right. And this is in very large part a business decision to try and collect the collective power of people who tend to give to one set of organizations, because, let us be honest, people who give to one progressive candidate are much more likely to give to another progressive candidate than a progressive and a conservative. These sort of issues tend to track in concert.
So if you're trying to brand yourself as a liberal giving spot, both on the nonprofit and political side of the fence.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, the federal government says, "Well, you've got to take all comers." I take it that effectively blocks an effective business plan for you.
Well, it doesn't block it, but it does penalize the recipients of the contributions. I mean, the FEC is putting its position of saying either you must drop the ideological screen and accept all comers and just dilute your brand, or the people who are going to be getting those contributions will be less served by donors giving through you than through some of your competitors.
Well, I take it let's then talk about what's the practical difficulty of changing your business plan, because this current draft essentially calls for you to abandon your business plan and adopt a new one, which I take it means you are no longer going to be a vendor to your individual users and donors.
Well,
you're going to be a vendor to campaigns that meet your screen and that vendors request and want to give to.
Sure.
And I take it then that creates a different set of transactions. You now have to transmit money to the campaign, get paid by the campaign, enter into a payment agreement with the campaign, and now you have to go to every campaign that you'd like to transmit money to or that your users would like, and you have to get their agreement to employ you as a vendor.
Well, certainly some of the transaction documents might have to change. There's a couple of different ways of doing this when dealing with a vendor service where you've got to actually have the committees essentially accept and own and report the expenses. And I think different organizations, and there are some business models out there that do this, treat it in different ways, whether you set it up and get paid by the committee ahead of time, or whether you send them a net check and assume that they have accepted the expense. I think there are a couple of different models. We could do that. It's not our current proposal. And certainly it's a different way to go than we're currently proposing, and would affect our launch and our setup. Absolutely.
But what if campaigns say, no, we don't want to use you as a as a fundraising vendor for us? Now you have to turn to your users and say, sorry, can't give to candidate Smith.
Right, and honestly, I don't know what happens if we, let's say we take the netting out option and we send a netted out check to a candidate, and the candidate says, we don't accept that we've incurred these expenses. We're not going to report them. I'm honestly not sure what happens.
Or why did you take our money?
Right, exactly.
We didn't agree to pay you for this.
Right, and they could well ask for a piece of their money back. That's quite right.
Well, I guess there appears to be some significance to your selection of candidates. You know, the commission has a long history of accepting vendors outside the context of transferring money, for example. Mm-hmm. So T-shirt vendors. I like to sell Republican-oriented T-shirts. I don't sell Democratic-oriented T-shirts. At least I don't sell them outside the Republican convention hall.
Right.
Right? Because I'm going where the ducks are. It's my business plan to sell either R or D T-shirts and buttons and pins, or Clinton or Bush not the current, but the old, buttons or pins. I mean, the commission has been past these issues.
Right.
And said that just because a vendor sells only Bush paraphernalia and T-shirts, that is still a vendor selling her T-shirts to customers that come to that vendor. And that vendor doesn't somehow become a vendor to the Bush, George W. Bush's campaign.
Right?
That, there's an old AO about that. And,
sure.
And so I guess here, what's your view somehow because you're transmitting money? So you've chosen to sell, instead of T-shirts, you've sold an interesting creative collection contribution system where you round up to a dollar and you help people participate in civic affairs according to their choice. Okay? How are you different from the T-shirt vendor there? I take it that here there may be some views that just because you're transmitting the money to the campaign, now there's a transaction between you and the campaign. But I view you like the T-shirt vendor. Do you?
Essentially, I do, and I would also encourage the commission to look at the reverse, in that the MyChange app is very similar to other systems the FEC has approved, with the only exception that we are refusing to work for ideological and business reasons with some candidates and committees. But that's really the only difference. And you're quite right that partisanship in business is a quite old model. It's true for T-shirt vendors. It's true for lawyers. I know Mark Elias offered to represent your campaign, but that would be an anomaly. Let's put it that way. Most companies in the political space, as I said earlier, are partisan, and that's never given the commission any trouble before, as long as there's an arm's length transaction and a profit motive, which there is here.
Mm-hmm. I'm just taking this colloquy to the commission. I have a concern with the current draft, and I'm not sure I can support the current draft on the basis that it is going to thrust upon it. We have approved the selection, a person's, a retailer's selection of one side of the fence or the other. Mm-hmm. We have, I believe, as of yesterday or today, we even agreed to allow repledge to restrict to two campaigns. And we have in Skimmer Hat and Crowd Pack agreed that, you know, you can recommend a candidate and send the contributions to the candidate that you recommended. And by the way, if you look at Crowd Pack's website, it asks you your criteria. It says, are you a Republican or Democrat? Are you looking for Republican or Democrat candidates? And so if I put in I'm looking for Republican and it gives you ideological scale and issues, it recommends on that side of the fence, and then it transfers the money there. All the way down to the old advisory opinions of the commission, 1994-30 was about T-shirts and selling T-shirts only on the side of the conservative ideology. And the same thing came up in 1999-17, which was George W. Bush's question about vendors at Bushware.com. Chose one candidate and sold paraphernalia targeted with only one candidate of all the candidates out there. So we've historically approved vendors having a relationship with individual citizens to sell their wares and services to them. We have extended that to limited choices and recommendations of candidates in the contribution sphere in Skimmer Hat and Crowd Pack and Repledge. I don't know why this requester has somehow stepped beyond the Rubicon such that it must be considered and thrust upon political committees as a vendor to the political committees, completely changing its business model and its choice to be a vendor to individual people. So when is this opinion, what's the deadline for this opinion?
November 23rd.
November 23rd. I guess I would ask, do you have could you accommodate more time if we needed more time to work through these issues?
Unfortunately, not much. We're business and we're launching in early December, so we can accommodate until the end of November, but unfortunately, that's it.
I'm not sure if the chair is going to recess this meeting where we could take this up again, but I'm not sure no. I could support draft A the way it is.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Since we don't have a meeting in between that time and now, I share many of the same concerns that Commissioner Goodman has. I think the good news is I think that all of us are probably feel like there's a yes there. And I'm wondering if it might be worth seeing if we can't work something out and approve it on tally before the end of the month, or I mean preferably before the time runs out. But if we needed to extend that to the end of the month,
then we can ask.
Then we could ask. I think that. Then again, we've been so I think consumed by certain other matters that I haven't had a large opportunity to discuss this issue with my colleagues. But at least I've had the sense that there's that we can all get to yes in some way or shape or form. But if there's maybe a way that we can do so in a way that gives us all comfort in terms of the analysis, I think that'd be worth pursuing.
Okay,
Madam Chair, I will renew my suggestion that we recess this meeting till next Tuesday morning, and we could probably knock a few of these issues out next Tuesday morning before we go into exec session.
Right. I think we can figure out a time to recess it to. I think we should maybe have some discussion about when, but that might make sense.
I'm sorry, could you tell me this deadline one more time?
Yes, it's November 23rd.
23rd.
Yeah. So. Okay. So is that the consensus, everybody?
I'll just say that I came, you know, I reviewed the draft. I thought the draft was fine. I didn't hear any concerns from anybody other than some vague rumblings that, you know, maybe some commissioners wanted to do something different, but we couldn't get any information as to what the concerns were or what they wanted to do differently. So, I mean, I was hoping we could, you know, give these folks an answer today, and I would be happy to do so. Having said that,
we can go to a vote today if you'd like to just go to a vote, but I don't think.
Well, if there aren't going to be four votes, I'm just expressing a little bit of frustration that we couldn't have gotten a little bit more information before we showed up at the table. You know, I'd like to hear what council has to say in response to it, and I'm betting that they haven't heard any of these concerns before either. But of course, I'm happy to try and come up with something. If you guys want to propose a different draft, happy to look at it and try to give these folks an answer.
All right. Let me ask you about that. I mean, do you think that you would be able to? You were talking about doing it on tally. Do you think that you'll be able to come up with something soon in order to do that so that we can sort of keep council from having to return?
Right. Well, I
since he's been sitting here all day long, he's probably sick of this room.
It's always a pleasure.
You like the peeling wallpaper?
I mean, I some of that depends on whether or not we are going to try to find another time to meet between now and
right, but I think the question is if we have a time, if we do, say, Tuesday morning, that might not give enough time to be able to think through that. That's what I'm worried about. That's why I don't want to suggest Tuesday morning as the time.
I would hope we could put something together. I think we may need to consult with OGC. We get a little bit of a hiccup in the week tomorrow with Veterans Day, but I would hope that we could put together something that we could show around, and I don't know, and try to do it with the mind of trying to find something that will be able to attract the largest group of supporters possible. So I will certainly shoot for trying to get that done in the next few days.
So why don't we try to do that? Where we can agree, if necessary, we can schedule it for next Tuesday and ask you to come back, but hopefully we might be able to resolve it prior.
Wonderful.
Okay, but we'll let you know. Madam Secretary, did you have a comment?
I'm understanding then that we will recess the open meeting until Tuesday. Is that correct?
But we're not ready yet to recess. There's more to do. So, we haven't discussed that yet.
Okay. Just wanted
to. We haven't discussed it yet.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a potential.
Okay.
That is a potential. Are there any other questions that might be helpful to be answered by counsel? No? All right.
Not right now.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks for your willingness to be here all day. The first item on the agenda is item number 2, Draft Advisory Opinion 2015-11 FYP. And Esther Jory is on the phone, I believe.
Yes, I am.
Welcome, Esther. I hope all is going well. And Amy Rothstein from OGC here to discuss the matter. And we also have Ezra Reese. Mr. Reese, do you want to come forward from Perkins Coie, the counsel for requester, here with us? Thank you. Welcome. Esther, do you have a presentation, an additional presentation that you'd like to make in this matter?
Yes. Thank you, Chair Ravel.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. Before you are agenda documents 15-62-A and 15-62-B, two drafts of an advisory opinion in response to a request from FYP. Draft A concludes that the requester may implement its proposal without making a prohibited corporate contribution because the requester would be acting as a commercial vendor and would receive the usual and normal charge for its services. The draft also concludes that the requester would not be serving as a conduit because the requester would be acting as a commercial fundraising firm in providing its services. The draft further concludes that a contribution made through MyChange would include the service fee paid by the contributor to the requester. Draft B concludes that the requester's proposal complies with federal campaign finance law because the requester will provide a service to contributors and not to recipient political committees. The draft concludes, moreover, that the fees paid by the contributor to the requester would not be part of the contribution to the recipient political committee because they do not receive the recipient political committees of a financial burden they would otherwise have had to pay for themselves, nor are they a contribution to the requester itself. Finally, the draft concludes that the requester would not be acting as a conduit because the contributions it processes are direct contributions to recipient political committee. We do not receive any comments on the request or on either of the drafts. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Jory. Are there any questions of counsel? Commissioner Goodman.
Oh, of counsel? No, not of counsel.
Oh, of comments that you want to make as well, if there are no questions.
Yeah, Mr. Reese, welcome back. I was in a Red Roof Inn in DeKalb, Illinois, last week, and I was thinking of you. Because on my television in my ground-level motel, on one side of me was a railroad track, and every 30 minutes a train would go by, and on the other side was a highway, and cars were whizzing by. I had on the television CNBC and the TV show Shark Tank. I don't know if you've ever watched Shark Tank. My son and I watch it. It's where entrepreneurs come and ask for some wealthy angel funders to fund their business plan. And someone had a business plan, and they desperately wanted funding for their business plan. And Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, was offering them an investment that they desperately needed, and yet they turned him down. Because a condition of making the investment in their company was he was going to change their business plan fundamentally from what they had spent years developing, and they were wed to it. And you came to mind, because it struck me that that's what's fundamentally in conflict between Draft A and Draft B here. Draft A, and my objection to it, was it fundamentally rewrote your business plan that you presented to the commission. Your client's business plan is to provide a service for fee to individual users of your platform and your application. Draft A took liberties with your business plan and said, we are going to make your customer political committees. You're going to, in order to throw your platform on the World Wide Web and to put your application on people's cell phones and devices, you're going to first have to go enter into contracts to provide the service
to not nonprofit groups, but certainly in the case of political committees. And I don't think we have the right to redraw your whole business plan. If people don't believe that you should be able to do that the way you intended, then draft A should have just said no. So draft B is an effort to give you an answer to the business plan that you presented to the commission, which was to have your customers be the actual users of the service and that they would pay the fee for service. And we had a colloquy when you were last here where you said it would be difficult to modify the business plan because all of a sudden you can't provide the same service to users that you had intended unless you first go discuss it with treasurers and political consultants for a whole bunch of campaigns and find out if they will allow you to be their vendor. Now, I am sensitive to the fact that your client has a commercial application that it wants to put out in the commercial marketplace, and I don't want to stop that. But I can't support draft A to make that happen. And so, and I also don't want to. I don't know where other commissioners here are as between A and B. I have a suspicion. Hopefully, we can work that out and give you the benefit of that colloquy. Because one option would be for you and your client to revise your request. You could do it right here at the table, in fact, to represent that you want the campaigns to be your client. And you want to be a vendor to campaigns instead of individual citizens and users of your app. That, if that were the request before us, approving draft A would be easier, I think, at least for me. So I'm prepared to support draft B today because I believe it's the legally proper answer to the business plan you presented. I believe that your client should have the right to offer this platform and this application to users and have users opt in. They will see the list of campaigns that you are facilitating contributions to, and not just campaigns, but nonprofits as well. And we discussed all the business reasons for doing that when you were last here. So I'm prepared to support draft B because I believe that's a bona fide commercial service that you're offering people. But I raise this issue ahead of time because I know that when a commercial enterprise hangs in the balance, walking out of here possibly with a 3-3 doesn't serve your client's business interests. So I'm prepared to support draft B based on the representations and the business plan you brought us. I would hope that other commissioners, before we vote, would give you some indication of why they are where they are, to give you some opportunity to react to that. Do you have any reaction to this comment?
Sure. Thank you very much. Firstly, thank you for thinking of me last week. I appreciate that. Firstly, there seems to be
a red roof. That's not such a high bar.
Oh no, but the detail makes the story. Come on. Firstly, I suspect and hope that there is some unanimity that whether draft A or draft B, or there's a split on the treatment of the user fees, that there's some agreement that some version of this business proposal is legal, and there's some other elements of this that I think are cleaning up some old advisory opinion treatments of the way funds are treated for commercial enterprises that is very helpful in both drafts. So I'm hopeful that even if there's a split on the treatment of the user fees, that the commission can give us a clean yes on everything else, and I don't think there's a lot of disagreement about that. That said, we very much do not want to be working for the political committees, so we'd very much like not to have to redo our business plan, and that is not just because the reporting is difficult on the committee side, and it's not just because it puts us in a very odd spot if the committees disagree with our treatment of funds, as Commissioner Goodman raised last week. It's also important to realize this is not just an effort to raise money for political committees. We're also raising money for nonprofit entities. And state laws regulate very strictly the treatment of fundraisers that are working for nonprofits at the state level. And so if we are acting to raise money on behalf of the political committees, it's very difficult to turn around in the state and say, well, we're not doing it that way on behalf of the nonprofits. And if we are, then we're faced with a thorny network of registration on the state and local level. So the reason we're doing it this way is not just for reporting issues. That's also because it affects other aspects of the business on the nonprofit side, which is why we've structured the business the way we have.
Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there any other comments?
I'll defer.
I was going to react to that.
I think that's a bona fide business concern. I've represented nonprofits, and you have to register to raise money in state, and then different states delineate between fundraising consultants versus fundraisers. They have to be licensed in the states, and they have to file regular reports. And here you've got a technological platform that you want to put out there for any user who happens by, exercising their free consumer choice to use or not use. And I don't believe that the commission should, through apply its regulations to prevent those types of technologies and platforms from springing up and being used by individual consumers who can make the choice on whether they want to give to conservativegive.com or liberalgive.com, or they want to buy only George Bush wear at bushwear.com, which this commission has approved, where the vendor is providing a good or service to the individual consumer, and naturally the good or service has some limitations on where the good or service goes or what side of the fence that it sits on for a whole host of bona fide business reasons. So thank you for that clarification. You want the user to be your customer?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, okay. Then I believe Draft B provides that. I might also add that we recently approved an advisory opinion for your law firm, I believe, and Hillary Clinton, and said, guess what? Parking vendors and other vendors can provide a service directly to the individual consumer. And the consumer can pay for that service even though it is a cost attendant to raising money and attending a fundraiser. And we said the parking fees and the food costs paid for by the individual in order to attend the fundraiser does not have to be attributed to the Hillary Clinton campaign. So I believe that this is well within the historical framework that we've historically approved, that users and individual contributors and as consumers can choose certain services attendant to providing their contributions to, in this case, nonprofits as well as political committees.
I'll jump in then. I have to disagree with you. I don't think that we're rewriting the plan, although obviously council is expressing concern about draft A, but that, in my view, is the only mechanism that would make this a legal way to get what you want and what you've requested. And of course, draft A definitely says that the plan is permissible. The issue is, and why it's different from the cases that you've cited, both the merchandise sales options with opinions with T-shirts that are being sold and the like, is this is a circumstance where my change will be doing business only with certain committees that share the ideology, and therefore it not only provides a service to the contributor, it's providing a service to those particular committees. And for that reason, the commercial vendor analysis is required in this case. And so if everyone is going to go with draft B, I'm not going to be able to support that. Any other comments? Is there a motion? Oh, did you? Motion.
On behalf of the motion. With respect to advisory opinion request 2015-11 FYP LLC, I move approval of draft B, which is agenda document 15-62-B.
All right. Any comments, questions? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
No. All right, Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioner Goodman, Hunter, and Vice Chair Peterson voting yes, and Commissioner Walter Weintraub and myself voting no. Is there another motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of draft A.
Questions, comments? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
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 Okay. That motion fails by a vote of 2-4 with Commissioner Weintraub Ravel voting yes and Commissioners Walter Peterson, Vice Chair Peterson, Hunter, and Goodman voting no. So are there any other motions? Hearing none.
I don't have a motion. I have a question of Mr. Noddy. Sometimes in these cases where we have splits on drafts, we do the strip-down option. We talked about this with Repledge a couple weeks ago. In this case, if there were to be a stripped-down yes, saying that, yes, this is permissible under the Act and Commission regulations, but the Commission couldn't decide as to the rationale. What would that effectively put the requester? What protection would that give him? Could he choose between the two rationales? Would he have to say? Would that protect only insofar as his client followed the rationale of one draft or over the other? Because this issue came up before about what does a stripped down yes practically mean for a requester in terms of how they're going to have to conduct their business activities?
Right, and not to fight the hypo, but I think the threshold issue might be getting that stripped down yes, because one of the question isn't quite a simple yes no, is this permissible? Is it permissible, and if so, how do we have to account for the costs of engaging in the transaction? It sounds like that's where there may not be agreement, and in that case, it's hard to imagine what the stripped-down answer would say.
Commissioner Hunter.
Mr. Reese,
yes,
looks a little upset, so I just want to give him an opportunity to speak. And
oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't looking at your upsetness.
I was trying to look my give you my puppy dog eyes, but it didn't work.
I missed it. You have to do it audibly next time.
I'm sorry.
Time.
Yes.
Weeping.
I didn't want to interrupt the flow of the commission. Here's what would be helpful. I understand there's a disagreement about the treatment of the user fees, which I think comes down. I mean, there's an ideological question about the ideological question, which I think seems like a real split among the commission, and fair enough. I don't understand the Democratic position. I'm sorry, but I respect it. That said, that's really just coming down to a debate about how the user fees are treated on the recipient side. Are they reportable by the recipient committees as expenditures? Are they subtracted from the contribution limits that can be given to committees? It's a technical question, and I understand the commission may not be able to reach agreement on that, but there seems to be agreement on everything else, including the treatment of funds, including the fact that an ideological split can legally be used for a for-profit company. There's a lot in both draft A and draft B that I think really moves the ball forward on the commission's treatment of these kinds of fundraising entities. And it'd be really helpful for the commission to be able to say yes to everything but the treatment of user fees, even if you end up splitting 3-3 or not commenting on that at all.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Well, toss that over to council. Is that doable? Because I share your frustration. I mean, it sounds like there are five commissioners who are okay with as you say, one diverging point
right.
on your going forward with this plan. So it would be frustrating for me as well as for you
right.
to walk out of here with nothing in your hands.
I doubt it, but but there may be a way to write an answer that says yes to A and B, although we can't agree on Y, and we have no answer at all for the treatment of the fees. Maybe that's possible. I don't know. We can try.
But how will that help you?
Well, I mean, honestly, it's going to be, firstly, we will have to decide how we treat contribution limits, and the recipient committees will have to decide how to report, and in a 3-3 split, that will be difficult, but there seems to be broad agreement that this, the proposal is legal. It's legal for the FYP to engage in it, and it's legal for the recipients to accept funds, at least up to the contribution limits minus the user fees. And if there's agreement on that, then we can proceed. We'll have to discuss, you know, what to tell the recipient committees, who are, I think, in an unfortunate bind here. But if the commission agrees with the majority of the commissioners that this plan is legal, it seems silly not to express that agreement in an advisory opinion, even if there's some disagreement about how the reporting is done, which is fundamentally what this comes down to. Can I add one more thing?
Yes,
is there anything that would change the three commissioners who voted no on Dressby's minds on how to treat this? You know, I can't tell you the FYP is going to start working with conservative organizations. They're not, and we'd very much like not to be in business with the recipient committees. But if there are other elements of the plan that is giving the three commissioners voted no pause, you know, if you'd like, you know, if it would make a difference, for instance, if FYP did not accept requests from committees to be part of the program, you know, that may be something we can alter. There may be some things on the margins that we can alter. We're not willing to work with organizations we don't agree with. But if there are other things that would help, I'd love to talk about it.
I'm sorry, I'm looking through the drafts to see if I could answer that question, but Commissioner Weintraub.
I guess that's part of the problem
for
me, that if you're going to sell this as a something that you're doing for the users, but the users can't, I mean, honestly, in reality, you're probably not going to get a lot of requests from, given the way you're going to market this to people of a certain ideological view, you're probably not going to get a lot of requests from your users to say, well, I want to use your platform to give to, you know, conservativegive.com or whatever. But it's hard for me to reconcile the notion that you're doing this for users if, indeed, part of your plan says, but if they come in and ask, can we use your platform to give to this organization and it's not one that you want to help, then you're going to say no. So then it starts to look less like you're doing it as a service to the users because you're going to turn down certain requests that your users make of you.
Well, that's certainly true. So that, and I can't offer that. I mean, if users, you know, we're not going to add we're not going to work with organizations who we disagree with ideologically. That is part of the business model. I can offer to not have a system for committees to ask to be part of the system. That is, if it helps the commission for us to only have a user based request system and not a committee based request system, I think that is some place we could go. What I can't promise you is that we're going to send money to political committees who we don't ideologically agree with, who are not part of the business model of only supporting progressive entities. No sale, huh? Okay.
Something, but
right.
You can't spend the morning here.
No, exactly. I was just thinking the same thing. I don't know whether today is the statutory day for us to make a response to you, and if you'd be willing to give an extension in this matter, and we could ask counsel if he can.
I was just going to ask Ms. Jury to clarify the deadline for everybody.
It's November 23rd.
I'm sorry, say that again.
November 23rd.
November 23rd.
Thank you. I mean, I suppose, Mr. Noti.
We can take a shot at writing something up, and if there are four votes for it, I mean, we have enough time to get that approved, and if we come to the 23rd and there aren't four votes, we'll send Mr. Reese the letter that there was an agreement.
Or if it appears there's a need for more time, maybe Mr. Reese could first give him the opportunity to entertain a limited 1 week or something extension from the 23rd. I wouldn't ask you for the extension today because you want to keep a fire lit under us. But that sounds like a reasonable way to proceed, to leave this matter open and see what happens by the 23rd.
Right. Okay.
I appreciate that very much.
Commissioner Hunter.
I'm of course willing to look at whatever OGC drafts, but I just want to warn Requester that at least speaking for myself, I'm not interested in agreeing to something that changes our precedent on this issue. And so I'm very cautious in doing that. And I think, you know, the three of us are comfortable with our legal position. We answer the question that you ask. I think that some of what's going on is people are not, you're going to provide a service that you're actually not. And so in some ways changing the request, which is what Commissioner Goodman said. So I just want to caution, while I'm happy to look at it, I don't want to give you false hope.
And we are not interested in changing our business model. That said, I'm trying to get agreement on most of this opinion actually is in broad agreement. The two drafts are actually not very dissimilar for anything but the treatment on the recipient side. And the two opinions actually both in concert advance the legal ball quite significantly on how organizations do this, on whether an ideological screen is even possible, and particularly how funds are tracked and commingled. Both opinions, I think, modernize the way that funds are collected and passed on to committees. And I think it'd be a real shame to give all that up over a significant disagreement, but that really doesn't affect, I think, most of the meat of either of these opinions.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Just one follow-up. It might be of some use to provide a supplement of some sort, kind of fleshing out the commercial basis for the ideological screen.
Sure.
If that were something that you could provide, I don't know if that might help, but I know that that's been one of the sticking points is it's for some. But if there's something on that might provide a little more information, that might be helpful as well.
Sure, happy to.
Well,
Commissioner Weintraub.
I'm not sure it matters. I'm willing to accept what Mr. Reese is telling us. I don't want him to go out and have to. I'm very sensitive to the fact that poor Mr. Reese was sitting here for many hours last time, waiting for his chance at the mic. And I don't want to send you off to produce more paper and charge your client more for something that isn't really necessary. I take you at your word that there are business reasons for the ideological screen. I don't really need any more paper.
Okay. My clients who are watching this appreciate your keeping in mind their fees.
Yes. As I said, I'm sorry about all that happened last time. I just wanted to say that I think for those of us who support Draft A, I shouldn't speak for my colleagues, certainly for me, we don't view this as rewriting your business plan. We view this like every other request that comes in. Somebody comes in and they say, I would like to do X. How can I do that legally? And we say, here's how you can do it legally. And we think that it is perfectly consistent with the prior precedents. What's happened in a couple of these AOs is people cite a bunch of precedents and say, look, this is just like all of them. And to the extent it's not just like all of them, the differences aren't really meaningful. Well, they are meaningful to some of us. I mean, you can cite CrowdPAC, but CrowdPAC is a platform that everybody can use to give to anybody. And that's true of Democracy Engine as well. You can give to anybody. And I think Skimmer had as well. So, you know, a lot of the precedents that are being cited are distinguishable from what's being asked here today. And we, too, are trying to stay consistent with the precedents. But I would be happy to work with counsel and see if there's something that we can provide you that would be useful to you.
Any other comments or questions? I have to agree that I don't need any further information about your reason for making an ideological business decision about using ideology. So I don't know if you still want that information.
I just put it out there as something. That
yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the plan is that we hopefully will have something from council and be able to make a determination by the 23rd. If not, we'll get back to you and ask you for further time.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here. Sorry about last week having to sit here all day.
That's quite all right.
Thank you.